possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. Shemania is taking over Cleveland. We need to start, the people who just don't like the kid, we need to like keep track of, like maybe get like a little tag on them.
Oh my gosh, did you see the comments on the Facebook video that Keith put up?
I sure didn't. No, I try
lucky
and stick.
Lucky for you.
Yeah.
Every one of them is like, oh, I've seen preseason games look good before with quarterbacks. I'm going to tell them the same thing I told Anthony Lima on Friday. Just shut up. It's awful.
I thought that was Thursday. That
whatever day it was, just shut up. It's incredible to me the amount of people that just want to be dismissive of what we saw on Friday.
I think if you were really a member of the Shahive, you maybe would have gone harder at them right now just then, like you did at Lime on Thursday.
We got Nathan. He's going to do enough bad one for us here. We'll be all right.
We are going to welcome on the fan hotline here, Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, to talk Shador start on Friday, how the other rooks looked, and of course, a look ahead at the Eagles joint practices in the preseason game against Philly. Nathan, welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. I guess we'll start. Thoughts on Shador's start on Friday?
Yeah, I thought he looked good. I mean, I think there are throws probably and decisions that he, you know, wants back, and there certainly is room for improvement, but I thought overall he showed great poise. He showed the things that you saw on tape that you liked about him in college, right? The ability to layer throws, the incredible accuracy at all levels of the field, calmness in the face of pressure. You know, if you look at breaking it down after the fact, his quarterback rating against pressure was over 100, a quarterback rating against the blitz was over 100, and then there are a lot of questions about him in the intermediate game, 10 to 19 yards in the air. His quarterback rating there was a perfect 158.3. Could he be under center? I thought he answered all of those, and I think if you break down kind of, I'm going to give you four plays that I really, really liked what he did. Actually, I'll give you five. The first touchdown, that's the elite ball placement, right? The ability to throw it at the exact moment in the exact location he had to, layering it over the corner who kind of sloughed off of his responsibility and in front of the safety to Kaden Davis in a window about the size of a football. Incredible accuracy. Then the second touchdown, the pocket movement. Sees the blitzer coming unblocked. He knows Amani Marshall's going to get over there, slides to his right, resets his feet, and then throws a strike low and away to Kane Davis for only he can get it for a touchdown. That was a great one. The third down throw to Gage Larmadan out of his own end zone. A couple guys bearing down on him. That's about 30 yards in the air. Absolutely ripped. Big time throw. And then I thought from the play action game, the one where he goes, gives play action. He finds Brendan Bates on a leveled concept, reads it top down as he's supposed to, layers the ball in nicely there. You know, we talked about the one where he scrambles out, directs it to Luke Florio. It was a great play, but I'm going to go for a simple two-yard gain. When they ended up getting the third touchdown, he's in the pocket. His first read's not there. Second read's not there. It's collapsing. Instead of panicking, he calmly checks it out to the right to Travion Williams. Only picks up 2 yards. If you're looking at the stat sheet, it doesn't show much, but I don't know if he does that earlier in the game. As he settled down, he really was getting through his progressions, and that allowed them to run the ball in on third down, and then on fourth down, they get in on the jet sweep. So just overall, very encouraging. There's no doubt he has the it factor. He's got the poise, the charisma. And then obviously the accuracy we saw on tape certainly carried itself over. So I thought a very encouraging debut for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I love how you say he's got the it factor. Nathan, for me, what stood out the most was just the idea that he looked so comfortable, and it looked like he just had been playing in that type of game and that type of setting his whole entire life.
I mean, when you grow up the son of a famous person like Deion Sanders, and you know, everywhere you go, he's had a spotlight on him. You know, think about it. Game day was at Colorado. You know, he's had a lot of big spotlights on him the last few years, and this felt like that. This was, you knew that the football world was watching. I mean, think about it. His performance in that game, good or bad, was going to be the lead story on every national football show, on television, in any medium, on Monday. And he knew that and went out there and turned in an excellent performance, and it certainly was. Nobody's talking about Cam Ward. He got the first pick in the draft. There was a fifth-round pick, second quarterback taken by his own team, and yet he's kind of captivated everybody. There are a lot of people certainly pulling for him. There was a lot of irresponsible and, quite frankly, ignorant discourse last week. The Browns were setting off to fail, which was completely ridiculous. And then you saw him go out there with the guys he had been getting reps with and put in a strong performance. So I thought it was great.
All right, Nathan, one of the big talking points was the operational stuff, right? I'm not in the huddles. I'm not a man of your stature with all the.
I'm not in the huddles.
I bet we can make that happen if you want. I'm just curious though, like from what you've heard operationally, how did Shedeur handle that kind of stuff?
Yeah, like in the pregame show on News 5 Browns Countdown, that's what I said. There are two things that you're judging Shedeur Sanders on today, or you want to evaluate: pre-snap operation. Post-snap, we just talked about it. Like pre-snap, I thought he was excellent. Guys were lined up in the right place. We didn't need to call any timeouts. He was getting to the line of play call out, getting to the line of scrimmage with plenty of times. He looked very comfortable with the timing and the rhythm of everything. Now, there were a couple of pre-snap penalties in the second half. That's when he got the third-team offensive line in there, and clearly those guys were a little antsy, and that kind of got off at that point. But he overcame that, and I thought for the most part the third-team offensive line, in terms of protection, did do a good job. But I thought he was very good there, and I know that the Browns thought he was very good there. I think he really applied himself to this game. He's a gamer, there's no doubt, and, yeah, that was encouraging. Does it change? As I said, in many ways, this game changes everything and at the same time changes nothing. I don't think it necessarily moved where he is on the depth chart. I think the starting competition, as I've always said, was between, you know, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, and I think, you know, the injury to Kenny Pickett, if he's not able to go fully in Philadelphia this week, that's going to kind of end that competition right there, because you can't miss 4 weeks of training camp. You just can't, and then be the starter on a new team. So Joe Flacco, I think we'll get the nod if that continues in that path. And then as far as the rookies go, you know, both of these guys, developmental guys, obviously they picked Dylan first. Dylan's had a few more opportunities this offseason, and, you know, I think that'll continue to be the case. But in the sense of change, like, there's no – what Shedeur Sanders is something that cannot be dismissed. It cannot be ignored. It's a step. He's got to keep making the right steps. But if he does, as I believed all along, Shedeur Sanders has the ability to be the answer at that position for a franchise that certainly is looking for the answer.
All right, we're going to get into some of the positive rookie performances, including Schwesinger. But I do got to ask you about one that's kind of confusing for a lot of fans, because you study this and you go deep in depth with it. Mason Graham, PFF ranked him 26th out of 30 Browns defenders on this list. I thought he looked really good. I thought there was a lot of positive moments with him. Obviously, the moment with Robert Hunt, where he just gets pushed backwards and backwards and then just falls down. Not great, all things considered. But do you see it the same as PFF, or did you see it differently, that Mason Graham had a much better display than what maybe they led us to believe?
Yeah, I thought he was able to, he was getting doubled a lot. And I thought, you know, on the touchdown, for example, that Bryce Young threw, he basically took two guys into the backfield. Now, Bryce Young was able to escape and break contain out to the right. But again, he's on the interior. His job is to collapse that pocket. I thought he did that well. Yeah, Robert Hunt was a Pro Bowler last year. So you're going to get to learn some things as you go through the games. But I thought overall, no, I thought Mason was very positive. I know the Browns were very happy with his performance as well. And then you mentioned Carson, 13 snaps, 6 tackles, 4 solo tackles. The guy led the nation in solo tackles a year ago. Not surprised. He's everywhere. I got a little nervous when it looked like he got his toe kind of caught in the turf there on the incompletion to McMillan when he did about 3 too many jukes on that slant route. And Bryce Young's pass kind of whizzed by him before he could get his head around. But I thought, yeah, very impressive from Schwesinger, very impressive from Mason Graham. And then the rookies on offense, Fannin, and Dylan, you know, they weren't out there very much. They were certainly not asked to do a whole heck of a lot in this game, as I think that, you know, as things stand right now, they're going to be very involved in the regular season.
All right, so beyond the three rookies we've talked about, what are the names that stood out most to you on Friday?
Defense, I thought it was great to see Alex Wright back and with the starters, and he did a great job, got the sack, had another near sack. So I thought I was very impressed with what I saw from Alex Wright. I think if you're looking for an undrafted free agent that's got a chance to make this team, Aiden Huntington is a name I would pay attention to. He had a sack of himself. He's everywhere, was dominant on special teams. Guy's kind of a hybrid defensive end, defensive tackle, but also, you know, was a linebacker earlier in his career in college. So an interesting kind of athletic profile, similar to Sam Kamara, but, you know, 5 years younger. And I know the Browns like what they saw from him. Julian Aquara is going to be an interesting one because ultimately there you can't carry six defensive ends, but another two sacks and his return to his hometown in Charlotte. He's been terrorizing, you know, our tackles, our third string tackles, second string tackles, all training camp. I thought he had a very nice showing as well. And then another would be Nick Needham on the defensive side. Nick Needham, you know, a veteran, has slot experience. I thought of the slot corners out there, Cam Mitchell, Miles Harden, Nick Needham. I thought Needham looked the best, obviously came up with the big interception. And so he's somebody that could build a little momentum and try to make this football team. Because right now, I think our cornerback situation after Denzel and Greg Newsome is murky at best.
Yeah, I thought Needham looked really good. I thought Cam Thomas also looked good. Former third-round pick. He just had a good game.
Yeah, and he was good for us last year. You know, he had a sack, makes plays in the backfield. I know the coaches love him, and that's why I mentioned Okwara and I mentioned the numbers game because, you know, Miles, Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka, I think those four are locks. We're going to carry five, so it's Cam Thomas or it's Julian Okwara, K.J. Henry. I think Cam Thomas is probably the favorite at this point for that spot, but Aquara has been playing really well, and who knows, maybe the Browns will have, you know, a trade partner come calling, because I think we have too many defensive tackles and defensive ends right now to make this roster.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline here, breaking down not just preseason game number one, but the path forward for the Cleveland Browns in the preseason. So this week, joint practices with the Eagles. For you, what are you most excited about these joint practices and what we might find out about this team?
Well, this is a real measuring stick, right? You're going against the defending Super Bowl champions. You're going to get a lot of starters on starters on Wednesday and Thursday. And then I think the game will be similar to Carolina, a lot of twos and threes going the whole way. I think it'll be our first, you know, opportunity to see Dylan Gabriel and some meaningful teamwork as well. But I'm excited to see Joe Flacco. I'm excited to see our offensive line against their very good defensive line and our very good defensive line against their very good offensive line. So I think the trenches will be very interesting. And this is one where you want to go and you want to be, say, look, we can hang, right? We can hang. We can be on this level. You know, back in 23, we went there and had a good day one. I think day two, the Eagles certainly got the best of us. But, you know, maybe that was a harbinger. That was a Browns team that ended up going to the playoffs that year despite a lot of adversity. So hopefully we can go out there and have a strong showing. But I think it'll be a real good work for our ones against, you know, the defending Super Bowl champs. You know, that's his, coming off last year, best team in the National Football League. So I think that'll be really, really good work for us.
If healthy, would you project out the preseason snaps for quarterback to just be Dylan Gabriel and then Shedeur Sanders?
In the game against the Eagles?
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I think probably if Dylan's able to go, I think he'll get in there. And then I think Shador, I think those are the two that you want to see, right? I don't know if the Browns treat the third preseason game as a little bit of a dress rehearsal. Maybe that's where you'll see, you know, some of the starters, and maybe that's where you'd see Joe Flacco get some reps. And we still don't know if Kenny Pickett's ready to go at that point. But I think in Philly, yeah, you're not going to see starters. I think it'll be the two rookies at quarterback.
Nathan, I had to tell him myself last week, your boy Jeff Jarrett was at the restaurant across the way, and I was not expecting it. I was getting ready to go for a walk, and I nerdily approached him while he was eating just to say, big fan, Double J, and walk away in shame. So I just, if Jeff ever tells you about a big weird guy that happened to introduce himself in Cleveland, please let him know that I am not indicative of the rest of Cleveland.
First of all, I'm sure he was very kind and gracious with it because he's just a great dude like that.
He really was.
You should have told him that you knew me.
I froze.
We were texting right after the game. He was texting about, he was fired up about Shador. He was fired up about Cam Ward and what he did in his debut with the Titans. So huge football fan and just a great, great guy, even though he did hit me with a guitar.
I will tell you, I froze so hard. Yeah, like, I interviewed Hulk Hogan once upon a time. Mick Foley was like my hero at 13. Met him. Did not freeze. I see Double J, and I just, I think it was, I was already on my walk mentally. I think I was he was just starting to eat, and I think the guilt got me. And I also think I just was ill-prepared, and it just, all the cool points were out the window, buddy. I guess I'm just a big nerd.
It happens. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Listen, Jeff Jarrett, a fine human being. Nothing wrong with that. I'm sure he'll be cool.
He asked you about Cam Ward. So what did you make of Cam Ward and then Jackson Dart? Were you impressed? I thought both looked pretty good, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I thought both did look good. And, you know, Cam Ward was, you know, by all accounts, the consensus number one quarterback in this draft. I thought that he, you know, he did a lot of stuff that you see on tape in college, right? That you're like, well, that's not going to translate. Remember when Mahomes came in? Oh, he drifts back 20 yards. Well, when you have an arm like that, you can drift back 20 yards. I thought he seemed to be in good rhythm with Calvin Ridley. He looked a lot like I thought he would look. The guy can absolutely throw the football. And then Jackson Dart was a guy that I didn't really even know what to make of his tape. There was some that was so good and some that was so bad. It was mind-boggling. And I thought that, you know, you saw a lot of the good there. Definitely a good athlete. Wasn't surprised by his ability to use his legs. He can throw a nice deep ball, as we saw on the touchdown pass that I think he audibled or at least checked into that vertical route. Yeah, a good showing from both of those guys. Looked good. And I'd say, like, a lot of people thought, for example, at the combine, the consensus top three quarterbacks in this draft, first of all, it was Cam Ward was one, Shador was two, and then three was Dart. There are a lot of people that, you know, were bandying about Tyler Shuck. I'd say those top three guys looked like the top three guys. They all looked good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk over you the whole damn – I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Cheers.
With Quinshon Judkins on the uncertain pile, I am all in on who's going to be the third running back coming out of this. Can I get a vote for Amani Marshall, the kid out of App State, who I think looks really, really darn good?
As the third running back on the roster?
Yes.
I mean, I think if things didn't change, but I do think that there is optimism that things will be resolved in a positive direction, and Quinshon Judkins will be back. So if that was the case, it's going to be Judkins and Ford and Dylan Sampson. But obviously that all have the legal process has to play out, all of that. So there's a question mark there. I would say, you know, if not, he'd be certainly in a competition with Pierre Strong. And I talked about the defense, other guys whose names and who caught my attention. Amani Marshall caught my attention. I thought he did a nice job running the football between the tackles, also showed the ability to bounce it outside. Was a little late on the blitz pickup on Shador's second touchdown, but did get over there and got enough of the defender to allow Shador to make the play. I liked him a lot. I think he's somebody who will stay in the program, so maybe not on the active 53, but on the practice squad. I also thought Toa Taua, I liked the way he ran. He was north-south physical as well. he looks good. Luke Whiffler had a standout game. I think if you talk to anybody in the building, Luke Whiffler was incredibly impressive. They are thrilled because they had very high hopes for him before he got hurt last year. And he's somebody that I think will be the center of the future for the Cleveland Browns. So he was very good to see. And I think the tight ends, Bates and Kanella, you know, maybe we'll only carry three on the 53, and one of them or both of them will be on the practice squad, but they look good. Gage Larvadan continues to make plays. And again, I don't know if there's room on the 53, because when you start doing the numbers, like, it's math. It is 53. So when you take out the specialist, that's 50. We're typically 26 on the defensive side, so that's 24 on offense. So, and if we carry four quarterbacks, which I think we will, you know, it's hard to find a – you can't have a sixth receiver, a fourth tight end, a 10th offensive lineman. You just can't have a fourth running back. You can't have it all. So there are going to have to be some tough decisions that are made there at those spots.
To the practice squad. Nathan, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nathan.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.